Nathan, what a bizarre result that was in the end.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we rode our luck in the first half. I thought the dedication was there. In the second half, we started off really, really well. And I thought, you know, I was catching them in possession and stuff. But, you know, they're a tough team, and I think the first goal just summed it up. You know, their luck for the season, really. So, you know, when you get a bit of luck like that, you know you're going to, you know, get the luck in wherever you do in the season. So it'd be nice if we had that, but unfortunately we've got to work a lot harder. And I thought the application and the hard work was there from us, but, you know, it just showed that, you know, we're a bit far away from where we needed to be. And it's something that we need to build on for next season.
Yeah, they had that bit of luck, and then they had a couple of bits of really good footwork, really good skill inside the area as well to get the second and third goals, that cutting edge.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, definitely. They're showing that cutting edge. I mean, when you're coming up against a team that scored 12 goals in the last two games, you've got to, like, restrict them. You've got to restrict them as much as we can, but we just didn't go. You know, obviously the first goal, unfortunately, and the second two is just, you know, just errors and great play from them. But that's something that, you know, we can build on and look to and take inspiration from a side like this into next season. Well, to be honest, for the next two games, really, you know, I've always said to the lads, I said, look, the last five games of the season, let's go unbeaten. Obviously, that's not happened today. But, you know, we've got two games to rectify it and, you know, get two wins and set ourselves in a good stall for next season.
Yeah, you want to finish on a high, don't you? That has to be a bit of momentum going into the next campaign with some new players arriving as well over the summer.
Yeah, definitely. You've got to have something to play for, you know. Otherwise, you're just going to go through your motions and you're going to get beat like 5-6-0. It's about taking pride in yourself and taking a bit of respect for the club and for the players around and, you know, just the whole club and team and the fans. But you need to go out there, enjoy it, and get, you know, hopefully get the wins for the last two games of the season. You know, we've got a chance to, you know, against Notts County, they're going to be pushing for it, and obviously we finish off with a derby game. So it's, you know, it's great incentives for us, you know, for us to win the next two.
Is it difficult though to stay motivated at this time of the season when you know mathematically you're not playing for promotion or relegation?
Yeah, it's hard. It's strange. I mean, I think it's the first time for a while I've not really played for anything, you know, getting out of relegation or playing for, you know, for promotion. But it's something that we can reflect on and see, well, okay, we've made these mistakes and throughout the season, you know, where can we rectify it and stuff. And the manager's going to go through all that stuff anyway. And I'm sure new players that are going to come in as well, and whoever stays as well, which is going to be great for next season. But we just have to really, you know, finish on the high, you know, take a bit of pride in yourself, you know, finish on the high and say, look, you know, we've achieved this. We've got a certain amount of points, and, you know, it'd be nice to get into the 60 points and look at it and say, okay, well, we can build on that next year.
And it's not over yet, but how are you reflecting on it personally, this campaign, in terms of your form, your tally? How are you looking back on it?
Yeah, I wanted to finish on 15, so, and it just don't seem to be happening in the bar, and just, yeah, you know, keepers are saving my shots. I think I need to pay a keeper or something like that, a fiver or something. But no, I'm just trying to work as hard as I can, and it'd be nice to get to that figure. It's not impossible with two games to go. I need a hat trick and I need a brace. So, but I'm just, the main thing for me is just winning the game, seeing that. And to be fair, I've played more football than I've done this year for the last 2 years. I've scored more goals than what I've done in the last few years. So I'm very pleased with myself. And, you know, with the opportunity of staying here next season is quite exciting for myself. And I think next season is going to be, you know, exciting times coming along, and I want to be a part of it. But, you know, nothing's done. I ain't signed anything on the dotted line yet, and hopefully the gaffer will sit down and have a nice little chat at the end of it.
Yeah, so you certainly want to stay around then, because Paul Dickoff says he knows which players he wants to keep and he knows which ones that won't be getting new deals.
I hope I am one of them he wants to keep. I have spoke to him. We've had a chat. Obviously, I had a clause in my contract that it's been freed up and stuff, but nothing's been signed yet. I can't say never. I can't say that I am going to sign. You know, it's just, I'd love to. You know, it's local to me. I'm only an hour away from where I live, and it's perfect. But it's, you know, I need to think about future while I'm still still playing while his legs are still going.
And whether you're going to be involved next season, you want to be playing, I guess. So you need to have assurances that you are going to be getting game time.
There's no assurances wherever you go. So I've learned that. I've learned that when I went to Millwall, when I went to Blackpool. You know, managers can get you in and just dump you for whatever reason, not even tell you. So there's no assurances in football. You have to go out and you have to go and earn it. So that's, you know, that's what I've learned. I've got the hunger back. I've got the love and the game back, and I've got the respect from a lot of players here as well. And I think I've not had that for a while. And it's good to when you speak up and people listen in the change room. So I'm very excited. I want to stay. The gaffer knows my opinions and my thoughts and stuff. And I just hope that the club can build on that as well. So you know, I've got plenty of years left in these legs yet, so and I've already sorted myself out for an off-season programme as well that will keep me fit and keep me going.